Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
And we're back again.
I think it's always, I never know what to say when we, hey guys.
Good morning, good America. Monday.
I never know what to say, maybe, what the intro line should
be. Maybe we should have people email in on what we should say every, the start of every show. like an entrance, like good morning, America, but it's, I don't know what.
Hey, something. Jackass, how you doing?
Happy Monday.
You know,
is it just Happy Monday?
I mean,
you think?
Yeah, sure. Sounds like somebody has a case of the Mondays.
What?
You know, it's for Office Space, honey. Come on.
I don't watch.
Office Space.
Mm-hmm. That was the office. I'm like, I don't get that humor.
You know, before we got on the show, it's funny. Jana was calling me into the room where we podcast at home, and she was like, Jolie, Chase, Mike.
Anyone.
Mike. And it's so.
I cannot get their names straight.
It's so funny because I used to give my parents so much crap for always doing that with me and my sister and my brother. My dad would even call me like his brother's name, like my uncle's name. He'd be like, Paul, Tara, Jack, Mike. I'm like, you're looking at me. How do you not say my name?
I literally called Jolie Waffles today after I called her Jace.
Oh, she's Waffles.
But what's funny is I've even had that moment at times where, I'm like, Jace, Jolie. And it's just
why
like,
is it so hard?
There's so many.
I think
because
you're always. But why is it so hard? Like you're not just like me. Like I'm just thinking about myself, but like you're thinking about everyone. So you got everyone's name.
You know, is that what it is? Though I don't. I think it's such a good topic because why is it that? Because truly, I was like Waffles, Jace, Jolie.
Mine's going a million hours a minute, a million miles a minute.
Because we have four mouths to feed. Uh-huh. We have four little codependents, little dependents.
True.
Chance, Waffles, Jolie, Jace.
I guess.
That's true.
I mean, but I've never called one of the kids your name. I've usually called Jolie, Jace.
They're both J's.
I've called Jace Jolie.
Yeah. I feel like that's easy with the J's. You're just kind of like throwing a name out there and hoping it sticks.
But I haven't been like, hey, Mike, why is it the kid's name? that we get confused with?
I don't know, man.
Because you're saying the same things to them.
Yeah, Mark, do you do that? Kids. Have you ever done that?
Definitely do that, and I'm trying to do some research as to why we do that right now.
Because you're saying the same, you're saying like, Megan, pick up your clothes. What's another M name? Why can't I think of another M name?
But it doesn't matter.
Mallory.
This, it's about keeping, you keep your children's name kind of in the same section of your brain. Yeah, so when you say it wrong, like when you're going for your son, you're more likely to say your daughter's name than a different male person in your life because they're kind of stored in the same part of your
and
head.
And you bark at them the same way.
Interesting.
It's right. Like you're reaching in the same pocket. Yeah. You don't know, you're reaching for gum, but you grab a coin.
Yeah, sure, dad.
Do you like that analogy? I just came up with that.
We love
you. Welcome, America.
Mark and I love
that's
it.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Oh my God.
I'm still like, you're reaching for gum.
But I kind of get that. It's in the same pocket. It's in the same pocket of your brain. So I do understand.
Sometimes you could even pick a pet's name by accident because it's kind of the same sort of maternal love that you feel for them, paternal love.
I love my dogs.
Yeah.
Mia, Sophie.
Sophie and Olive.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Just, like, that so makes sense though, Mark. I appreciate you looking that up.
Yeah, thanks for that. It does make sense. I'm not losing my mind because I really, truly thought I was.
No, you're not. Don't worry. You got a beautiful house. Your house is like all decorated and cute. And
we're so festive over here. We're so ready for Christmas.
Yeah, it was like November 1st. We got... Even though we celebrate Thanksgiving, we just kind of go from Halloween straight to Christmas.
This
is
not going to be a popular opinion, but I do not like Thanksgiving. I don't care for the food. I'm not into it. I know.
What?
I know. Dare you.
So you didn't have a good Thanksgiving then?
Oh, no. Like, it's always great, but I just like, my countdown is, it goes countdown to birthday. I just could care less.
So what did you eat then for Thanksgiving?
Well, I always just have like turkey, gravy, and bread. I'm just like not into it, you know? I don't know why. Don't ask. I don't bake anything. I don't cook anything. Maybe that's why. I just love Christmas so much. It was literally, I've been listening to Christmas music for a month, which actually, I have a question. Like, I really, like, I'm actually serious. I need Christmas music from you.
Me?
Yeah, like, I really do.
I actually have one out. Oh, I'm doing an album next year. Spoiler alert.
Okay, yay.
I'm doing a Christmas album. I am.
No, because
is that okay?
Literally, I was
coming out of our fund.
I was listening, and it was like Lauren Elena and like George and then like Jesse Deck. I'm like, okay, I need Jana. Like, I need like Jana.
Well,
to
there
sing,
is
like, oh,
one that I did with Straight No Chaser. Well, I guess we were going to talk about this next week, but since you brought it up, I think we should do it.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oops.
So, no, it's okay. Since we're early on Christmas, good. But I did do a song with Straight No Chaser, and it features me on there. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yes.
No? Wait, I had no idea. Yeah. It's like, I'm so excited.
Ready? So that's it. So Straight No Chaser. There we go, guys.
Easton and I
Spotify
are living
that
our
right now.
Oh my God.
No, like that was Easton. Oh my God. Wow. I'm tingly. I'm excited.
I have another one, but it's not on Spotify.
Well, like, how does that, like, when, where, how, when, like, I need that.
What? That song? That song's on Spotify. You just go Straight No Chaser featuring Jana Kramer. It's on Spotify right now.
Oh my God, people.
And then I did one with Todd Chrisley too. So look up his album.
Todd.
But so Michael, the other day, we were talking about, hold on a second. Christmas memories. Here we go. And Todd sings on this too.
Ooh.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I'm weeping.
Let your heart be light.
So there you go.
Wow.
Okay, you ask and you shall receive.
Yeah,
Sarah.
I just received and I need like 100 more of those because that was glorious.
But no, Michael, we were going to bring this up next week for next week's podcast, but he was like, hey, what are your favorite Christmas songs?
Like
your
top three. 3 to 5 Christmas
songs.
And
so I've been making my list. Uh-huh. So I feel like we should play them. Michael, why don't you play? Well, our number one
We don't have to play them.
Why? It's so good. Let's play one of them.
Oh, you want me to sing them?
Yeah.
Singing might be better for copyright reasons.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, really? Can you not play those things on there?
Well, you can play a certain amount. A few seconds, I think, is fine. Like, what you just did is okay. And plus, it's over your phone, which adds another gray area to it. But it's weird. Playing music on podcasts is weird, which is why you rarely hear music on podcasts.
Okay, well, here we go.
Guess you didn't listen to a couple of weeks ago podcast then, because did we go down music lane.
I heard the whole thing.
You heard me singing.
All right, so I'll say, like, my top probably three individual Christmas songs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, in no particular order.
Oh, you're not giving an order. Okay.
Okay. Little Drummer Boy by Pentatonix.
Oh, we're doing... Okay.
That song is so good by them. Their version of it. Pretty much anything Michael Bublé, but...
Because he's, like, king of Christmas.
Yeah. Have Yourself a Merry Christmas or I'll Be Home for Christmas, Michael Bublé. And then, of course, my boy... Hold on. I'm going to play a second of it now.
We're going to give you 1 second. 5 seconds, Mark. Just close your ears for a second with the rules. 5 seconds of it. Get to the good part.
All the mistletoe, I'm going to get to know.
It's Chris Brown.
You know my boy Chris Breezy.
Oh, Chris Brown.
This Christmas.
This Christmas.
It's so good.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
Those are my
top three.
All right, Gretzky, what's yours?
Okay, so mine, this has always been a favorite song, but I listened to it like a month ago. Lauren Elena's version of Holy Night.
Oh.
Literally? No. Like, it was, she brings in like a choir-esque at the end. It was,
I'm not going to
sing it, but the part where you go,
sing it.
Fall on your knees and you really draw out the fall.
Do it.
No.
Yes, you can.
You know, it's like... I just like, tried it. I can't. Okay.
Do it.
I love that one. And then I like the one. I'm going to have to sing it because I don't know the name, but I'm like not going to sing it. I think it's a Mariah Carey one, but I don't care who sings it. I love everything.
All I want for Christmas is you. That one?
Well, I like that one, but it's not that one. It's the one where they goes, they're singing Deck the Halls.
Oh, yeah.
But not my Christmas out. You know that one?
Yes, that's
what's that?
Christmas Baby, Please Come Home.
I love that one.
That's a good one.
Because I love like every version of anything. And then she goes, I love that. And
that's originally Darlie in Love, but you too had a big hit with it as well.
I love that one. I love that one. And then I really like oh my god, how can I forget Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree? Like
that's a good one.
Say, you will get a sentimental feeling when you're here. I love that part.
It's so good.
It is normally.
Okay, there you go. But yeah,
so
I just love Christmas songs.
Kramer,
Tennessee Christmas by Amy Grant.
Yeah,
it's so good. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Sam Smith.
Oh,
gives
really?
An incredible
really
version.
Oh, you guys are like
really?
Incredible.
I bet he does.
It's
great.
So good. Hallelujah by Pentatonix.
Is that a Christmas song?
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah?
Yeah. I just love that song in general.
Actually, that's a good one.
It's a good, it gives,
that's
it's
like
giving
tiered,
me goosey.
That's like a tear-jerker
like,
one.
Oh, yeah, I like wanted to use that in my
so
wedding,
good.
So that's
it's
not, okay, that's a Christmas song.
Hallelujah? Isn't it? I mean, yeah.
Is this
the broken heart.
Yeah, okay, there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a Christmas song.
Okay.
I mean,
yes, it is. It's on the Christmas Spotify album.
I think.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's been used a lot of different ways,
okay.
But
I didn't know
it's still, when it's played at Christmas, it definitely
it
makes me feel like Christmas.
Okay. I love that song.
And then, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande.
That's a
jam. That's the one we were talking about the other night that I couldn't find. But then that and then 98 Degrees Christmas, Silent Night, breaks my heart. Lisa P out there knows what I'm talking about.
I just think maybe it's like the spirituality of it. I just love Christmas music and I just like when people sing it, it just makes me like.
Oh, we just play it around the house all day now.
All day long. And it's been happening since like the second week of November.
Yeah, yeah. Mine's been happening.
Actually, the first. No, it was the day after Halloween is when I started.
Oh, wow.
You started decorating.
Yeah.
But it's just, Mark, do you have a fave?
I've got it all ready to go.
Obviously not Hallelujah.
I'm breaking it into three categories. Okay. One is contemporary.
Oh, love it.
One is traditional. Mm-hmm. And one is original.
You tell them.
My favorite contemporary Christmas song is Happy Christmas, John Lennon.
Oh.
Interesting. I don't think
so
I've heard that
this
one.
Is Christmas. That one you've heard it.
Yes, that is a good
that
one.
That was a good one.
I actually heard that the other day, Mark, and I wanted to add that to my top.
Ding, it's all about peace dong, and love, and it was relevant then, and it's sadly still relevant. And that's always the sad.
That's
part.
A great,
like,
great
we're
song.
Still hoping war is over in 2020.
I love that one.
My favorite traditional is O Holy Night, which Sarah mentioned. That one, there's that
Holy
note.
Night.
I mean, whoever
I'm not going to do it.
It could be Mariah. It could be a church. It could be anywhere because there's
yeah.
That's. Wait, that was the 98 Degree one. It's not Silent
Wait,
Night.
Can
it's
I,
a Holy
I
Night.
Find,
yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Right.
Yep.
There's O Night Divine. goosebumps every single time. And then original, I figured, do you know One Republic's Christmas Without You? That's a beautiful song.
Oh, no.
Really? One Republic?
One Republic has a great... It was on one of the very special Christmas albums. It's really good. So I recommend that. Check that out. Spotify.
You're so
that.
Hip, Mark.
Christmas Without You. And I'll throw in there just because of the country vibe. The piano at the beginning of Where Are You Christmas makes me
My God, I listened to that last night.
From who?
Faith Hill. From The Grinch.
Yeah, that's it.
Where are you Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
The piano at the
that's
beginning
a good one.
That is so incredible.
It's so sad.
It's so
Christmas
sad.
Christmas music. Why is it so sad?
Hold on, I gotta find this Lauren Atlanta part.
But then there's like Santa, baby.
It's so good.
It's great that I just love that this holiday has its own genre of music. Like no other holiday can claim that.
And it's Easton, what do you like, bud?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, my favorite is probably My Only Wish This Year by Britney Spears. Santa, you hear
why didn't I say that?
I have been so good this year.
Oh, my God. That is a jam.
So good.
All I want for Christmas. That one?
That's the one. And then I love Winter Wonderland. That's a favorite of mine. One, Scotty yeah. Mercury's version is when I blast pretty often.
I love
often.
All of these. What Aww. Am I doing picking three?
Oh, yeah.
Because you could say it about like every Christmas song. They're all good.
But seriously, like to your point, Mark, I mean, to have its own genre.
Yeah.
Christmas music is sick. So awesome. What if you met someone that said they didn't like Christmas music? Can you like trust that person?
No.
That'd be tough.
I wouldn't. Sorry, I got
But they probably don't like it for a sentimental, maybe.
Yeah.
It was probably, something probably for happened. Like a traumatic reason.
That's true.
Yeah.
You have to be understanding
That's
with that.
That's true.
Like Dean. Yeah. You know Dean Unglert?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love Dean Unglert from The Help I Suck at Dating. He hates holidays. Yeah. He hates Christmas. But I get
what?
It. He's got some very negative.
Oh,
it brings
hard.
Him back to family. It brings him back to his mom, who he lost at a young age, and he misses her so much. So I respect that, and I empathize
hard.
With
yeah.
that.
Well, and I feel like there's
yeah,
people
for
who
sure.
gotta be tough.
It's not that they hate holidays. Maybe they hate one or... You know,
it's just they bring back.
Well, holidays are lonely when you don't yeah. have
yes.
either family or a loved one. That's what's, I mean, what do they say? You know, that's when a lot of deaths happen too, because people are depressed.
Wait, you have to listen to, you don't have to play this, but you got to listen to this Lauren Elena part, okay?
Is this the climax okay. of the song?
It's so good. Her
she
voice
has,
is
like
insane.
Some choir coming in, and oh wow,
yeah, she's incredible.
I was a little emotional, not gonna lie.
Well, everyone, keep pumping those Christmas jams while we take a break.
A beautiful, comfortable bed changes everything. You sleep better and you wake up rested and happier. You spend a third of your life in sheets, so don't you want a third of your life to be comfortable? And this holiday season, it's time to gift the ones you love or yourself with something a little cozier. Bedding, loungewear, towels, and more. And lucky for you, Brooklinen is celebrating their days of gifting with great offers daily on all kinds of products. Everyone should be able to find beautiful home essentials that aren't ridiculously priced. Brooklinen works directly with manufacturers and directly with customers, no middleman, just a great product and service. It's more than just a stop for your bedroom needs. Brooklinen is in the bathroom now too, with towels, shower curtains, bath mats, and even launched ultra soft loungewear that makes you feel like you've never left the bed. Luxury sheets, robes, loungewear, towels, and more. All luxury products without the luxury markup. Brooklinen has it all. Right now, brooklinen.com is having their days of gifting, where each day they have promotions on a different surprise item. The only way to get access to Brooklinen's day of gifting event and free shipping is to go to brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com. And if you're just hearing this and it's after the holiday season, you can actually still use the promo code Jana at brooklinen.com for 10% off and free shipping anytime. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. Lola is a female-founded feminine care brand offering high-quality period and sexual wellness products made with natural ingredients. Lola's tampons, pads, liners, and cleansing wipes are all made with 100% organic cotton, so no toxins, dyes, or synthetic fibers. Women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. Lola products are made with ingredients that are easy to feel good about. Lola delivers exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. And it's never been easier to try Lola too. So Lola offers two trial sets, each featuring a mixed assortment of period products made with 100% organic cotton for just $5. Both sets include six compact plastic applicator tampons, one light, two regular, two super, one super plus, pair with either two ultra liners or two cleansing wipes. And by the way, you can change the box to whatever you want. When you purchase a trial set, you'll be auto-subscribed to full boxes of both products starting the following month. Lola will send you a reminder email before your subscription officially starts, so it's a risk-free way to try the products before making that monthly commitment. But when you actually do start the subscription, you can change the box whenever you want. It's customizable to you, so you can choose, mix your products and absorbencies down to the exact number of lights and supers in a box of tampons. So for me, it's so easy, and I don't have to run to the store. Again, Lola's subscription can fit your needs because you know your body best. Choose from tampons, pads, liners, cleansing wipes. And also, they are hypoallergenic and made with 100% organic cotton. So select what you want and how often you want it. It's as easy as that. You can skip, you can cancel at any time. It's honestly one of the easiest subscriptions I've ever had. And Lola will always send you a reminder email too, 2 days before your next order is processed, so you have the opportunity to make changes whenever you want. So it's never been easier to try Lola. Get started with a trial set today. Get 30% off your $5 trial set today. Visit MyLola.com and enter Jana30 to redeem your offer. Visit MyLola.com and enter Jana30 to redeem your offer.
Can I just say something?
Oh, sure.
Frozen 2? Not appropriate.
Whoa!
Really? That just took me by a wild surprise. That's
not age appropriate. I almost wanted to leave.
Please tell. Please tell. Not appropriate for who?
Well, it's a lot of comments have been made about it.
What's the rating?
This is a couple weeks ago. I think it's... Oh, Mark, will you pull that up?
I'm sure it's PG.
I would think it'd be G,
what
is it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have kids.
What is, what's PG rating?
Parental guidance. PG is correct.
But what age did they technically say PG is for?
Ooh.
They don't. That's why it's parental guidance.
Yeah, right. I think
it's up to the parent.
Well, I thought parentally, this was a couple weeks ago. Obviously, I saw the movie and we haven't talked about it. I forgot about it.
Well, it's good to let people see it before any spoilers come out.
Well, it's been out that people are upset.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah. I don't know any of this, so please, like, educate me.
Basically, Disney said this is for their 10-year-old princesses, and I'm like, you should have warned the 4-year-old princesses that are seeing this movie, and you hear death and dead about 20 times in the movie.
Well, wait, in the original Frozen, the parents die.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Kinda...
But they didn't...
But one... They didn't even say dead in the original. They said lost at sea.
Lost at sea.
Wow, I know.
They said the word dead and death at least 10 times, and there was a few people that died and said they died. And maybe I'm just being overly sensitive to that, but I did not. I was really upset that we didn't have any warnings about how, because there was people close in that story that died, and my child was sad and scared and asking about death.
Okay, sorry. I was kind of... Okay, I get it. So, like, okay.
And they were making jokes about that person died. That person's going to be dead. That's not funny to joke about.
Like,
and
the kids were
really
or the movie was?
The movie was. There was a joke about death.
What?
And I was just like, did they just say that?
So my kids and are 13 real... and 10, so they're fine. But we're going to see this over Christmas with my niece, who's 4. You think this is problematic?
No. I think it is, to be cool. I mean, but again, I'm a very... I'm not a helicopter parent. I'm in the middle. I just don't think it's, I don't like it. Like, Jolie's coming home from school. She's just learned this word. And she's like, this car's dead. It's, I'm like, Jolie, please don't say that, baby. Like, you don't, do you know what that means? We can, you know, but she doesn't understand. She thinks dead is funny. And when they're joking about death at, in Frozen 2, that's not funny.
What does it like pertain to? Like,
and there's also like, it was a very sad movie. There was a few people that died.
Okay. I'm out. So I don't need to be crying in a children's film.
Yeah, it was very, like, the energy, it was just
heavy.
Not only was it scary at certain parts, like, she had to come sit in my chair, and she's not a scared kid. Like, she doesn't get scared easily. But not only was it, it was just, I was just like, wow, this is a lot for an almost 4-year-old.
First one.
So did
everybody
I.
did. Huh. Even when I asked Jolie, when Jana and Jolie got home from the movie, which I was very,
it was a girls thing.
I was very jealous that sure. she had the girls went. Sure. But I asked Jolie, I was like, Jolie, how was the movie? Was it amazing? She was like, oh, it was scary. Like, that was the first thing that she said. She's like, oh, it was scary.
Yeah, and then me and my girlfriend, Nicole, and I were talking about the, and Dre, who came to the movie with us, we talked afterwards because I was there with, you know, my other two girlfriends who have older kids, and I know they're not as, you know, they probably weren't as sensitive to that. I know they weren't, so I probably wouldn't have gotten that same reaction, or they've probably been like, oh, whatever, it's a kid thing. But I just, it really bothered me. And so I called Dre and I was like, were you, because we had kids around the same age, I was like, did that upset you at all? And she's like, yes. She's like, that was so depressing.
I mean, this might be a weird question, but like, at what age do kids go to movies? I'm just like,
but I mean, there's nothing, they don't joke about death or saying dead in, right, and any other the films, no, that we've,
I mean,
not,
seen
nothing else that we've
but
seen.
I don't, well,
like,
again,
Aladdin or
if, but I don't have a kid, so I don't like, I wouldn't be paying attention to that, so I don't know. But huh,
is it possible to separate it? Like, can you tell me, is it a good movie if you didn't have a, if you didn't go with your daughter and you went, would you have enjoyed it?
No.
Really, like, I watched the first one all the time by myself. Like,
it's because it was so, Mark, it was it's just
sad.
The only parts were good were Olaf.
Oh, he's the best.
This is just, again, my personal opinion. So, I, you know.
Well, has
people said they loved it.
Like, what was.
But it's just.
What was the point of this film? Like, why was it so sad? Like, is there, like, a. I mean.
I can't even tell you because it's major spoilers.
Oh, well, people.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it yet either.
Oh, okay. So, Mike does not want to be spoiled.
No, I don't.
So, I just. For me personally, it wasn't a very uplifting film.
Weird, especially like around Christmas and like holidays.
Yeah.
Huh.
And all the anticipation from like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's just, it's older. So I don't know. I would just be careful. And there was a few scary parts for, I think a 4-year-old. But then again, I'm the parent that got upset when I saw a parent bring a 4-year-old to see Jurassic Park and seeing a kid being eaten by, like, that bothered me. Seeing that a kid was watching that. But again, I'm just overly sensitive.
I used to
sensitive.
Get really scared in The Lion King when I was little. Just.
Well, yeah, those hyenas are terrifying.
Well, and Scar really scared me. Like, he really scarred me. So. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Julie will tell you in 15 years. Mom, Frozen 2 really freaked me out.
Great. I've already screwed up my kid by taking her to a movie.
Wow, that's interesting. I haven't heard anything about it. I mean, also, I don't really know a lot of mom friends, but I'll keep that. I'll keep that in. Maybe Ty and I will go see it.
So yeah, just keep that in the back of your mind, Mark. If the people that you're going with don't care about that.
My sister and her wife.
Yeah. If she doesn't care about the D,
I mean, I don't think
D,
they have a choice. Her daughter's so obsessed with the first one.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you
say no?
Yeah, it's right, like, yeah.
It's just sad.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try. because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, we're very excited about our next guest. Dr. R, are you with us?
I sure am. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? This is Mike and
Jana.
And we also have our other co-host, Sarah, with us.
Hi.
And so, Dr. R, I'm going to say a little bit about you, and then I'm going to have you give like your elevator pitch to our listeners. So you're trained in psychiatry and practice in, and you also practice in emergency medicine, and you're a major proponent of the power of routine, and you're currently working on a book called Routineology, Discovering the Art and Science of Routine. So explain to our listeners what that all means.
Well, in today's time, which is a little bit disruptive in the world, you know, it seems that routine became important. I decided in our studies, when I started to look at longevity and people that were high performers and even care of the young, that it seemed that maybe doing things on a regular basis and doing things in a routine, and particularly in a stable environment, were really a very important part of our world. And as I started to look back at the physiology and the endocrinology and kind of how we're wired, I began to realize that really for the purposes of survival and otherwise, routine is a very, very important part of what we are, and so are the rituals that we perform and really the way we live.
I heard something, I don't remember where I read it or where I heard it some years back, that it takes doing something 21 days consecutively to become a habit. Is that true?
Well, I'm not sure that there's an exact science to that 21 days. There was a few studies done early on mice that kind of pointed to that kind of habit. A habit is an automated behavior, an automated thing that you do where you don't have to think about it. You know, just like sometimes brushing your teeth at night or things that you do kind of regularly, sometimes they're behaviors like you scratch or something of that sort. So habits can be good or habits can be bad for you, right? So,
absolutely. So with the holiday season coming up upon us, which is a very stressful time across the board for a majority of us.
And our topic of today's show. Yes. With all the music that we talked about.
What kind of things can we take into this holiday season to help de-stress and kind of normalize our experience and manage our expectations?
Well, thanks for that question. So one of the things about the holidays, and let's talk about Thanksgiving, for example, or you know, Christmas, is that they're actually rituals, and these rituals have kind of developed because of routines. There's things that we do very regularly. They become kind of part of our culture, and they're kind of a moment in time where we can have something that's kind of certain, something we can depend on that we're going to be doing throughout that day. And obviously the type of routines, what people do on those particular days, whether they're with family or friends or acquaintances or even on their own, become are a little bit different. But that sense of regularity, that sense of doing things, give us a sense of really certainty. And in times where today, if we're just in our everyday lives, looking at outside the political world, there's a lot of a sense of instability. And what routines do, and the routine and these rituals, are actually built to give us a certain sense of certainty and to kind of come together in the sort. And, you know, people, they can be traumatic times, but, you know, people do want to get together. People do want to feel like they belong. And being able to start thinking about how does that happen, or why are they those people? You probably know quite a few of your own experiences where there's people that are kind of disruptive when we get together and the sort. So there's a little bit about all of that I can talk to.
Absolutely. I'm reading some here on your rundown, kind of things that you preach on here. And I read one that says, create a decorative sign declaring your home a politics-free zone. And I love that because I don't really lean any way politically, and I kind of stay out of it for the most part. My wife, Jana, here is more the politician of the family.
Zero. I know nothing. I just like a debate. I love to debate.
But more than me. And so, and I really contribute that, Dr. I, to honestly, my experience at holidays with my dad's side of the family. It's like politics was that one subject that created a volatile environment that got everyone, you know, heightened and raised their voices. And I'm like, man, how they're acting in our politics, I don't want any part of that. I really feel like the two are connected in that sense of why I'm not interested.
But isn't there something to be said, though, about a healthy debate?
Right. Well, it's good. But, you know, sometimes the holidays are probably maybe not the best time to debate. And it's kind of funny because it's like you see these little round red signs across it, like whatever, no bozos, no smoking, you know, and
right.
Probably a no politics sign or a no religion sign are probably pretty good topics to kind of try to stay away from. And it's kind of interesting. You know, you probably can guess at some of these, the types of people that show up. And a lot of it is the personality types. And why do people have these kinds of stresses as they get together, let's say, with family or friends? And, you know, there's a couple little categories. You know, maybe you guys can guess a little bit at some of them. But I'll give you the first one is what I call the reverters, the people that revert back to childhood when they're together. You know, they look back at what it was like when they were a child, their relationship, their pecking order within the family, kind of, or relationships that they had with friends, and they bring up those old memories. You know, they bring up old wounds, old childhood wounds, and don't kind of recognize as you're sitting around the table that in many cases, many of us have all grown up already. So reverters are kind of like one type of disruptors kind of personality, because you, when you're putting it together, you got to kind of know your audience a little bit, right?
And, for sure.
And if debate is part of what your routine is going to be, there's going to be a moment to debate. Maybe that's okay too, because the routine and the process are important. And there's a couple other types of people that are kind of disruptive sometimes. There's what I call sometimes relevant seekers, people who want to be heard. They want to remain relevant. It may be people that are out of work and searching to still be heard, or someone who's retired, or an uncle. You know, family dynamics and friend dynamics can be quite quite complex in nature, but there's people that are kind of relevant seekers. And then sometimes there's people that just have a personality that, you know, I kind of call them proselytizers, you know, people that, and you guys can give me some examples if you've had, if you've encountered these, I'd be curious to understand, but like people who just need to convert you to their ideology, to their thinking. They feel so strongly about it. It gives them a lot of meaning and purpose, and they want others to hear them and to join them in their thinking. So those are a couple of the you know, simple, basic kind of disruptor personalities that happen in families and in friends when we all get together for dinner.
Absolutely. And I think we all know people that fit under those categories. And Doctor, I think you just single-handedly described my wonderful grandfather. I think he checked all the boxes for all three. God bless him. I love him. And I can't wait to experience all of these personality traits this holiday season. Before we let you go, what's something that you do just from a routine standpoint, since your whole book is kind of talking about that? What's something that you do on a daily basis that kind of keeps you in your routine and keeps you, you know, on your path?
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing about routine is that routine, if you look at the psychology and actually the physiology of it, is something that builds upon itself. And to get started, you just have to do it, so to speak. Just like the Nike commercial. And you know, you've heard about, like, just make your bed. But as you start to do any routine on a regular basis, and that's kind of my point, it's not so important necessarily the content, not to say content isn't important, but mm-hmm. today, whether it's diet or sleep or even, you know, the routine of how you're going to do your Thanksgiving meal, do it and do it in a regular way. Plan it, have it organized. You know, awake early and begin to execute and prepare that food plan and organize, if you're the host, I'm saying, organize
sure.
your time and schedule.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Our listeners, they can find you at your website at angeliscovich.com, correct?
That's correct. And you pronounced that great. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you. So your book, Routineology, Discovering the Art and Science of Routine, is coming soon. So check out his website. Dr.
Thanks
Ide,
so
thank
so
you
much.
So much.
Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you guys.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
The holidays are here and everyone is running around looking for that perfect gift. And for me, looking online for the perfect gifts. MeUndies is the solution, okay? It's the one-stop shopping spot to get gifts that people actually love, delivered straight to your door. Free shipping, no buts about it. Actually, all buts about it because undies. Get it? It's cold out. It's dark out. Well, you don't have to even leave the house to order MeUndies. And actually, you don't have to leave the house all day or get dressed. Just lounge around in MeUndies because that's what I do. In sizes extra small to 4XL with tons of new items, the options for getting cozy are endless and 3 times softer than cotton in the cutest prints and colors. And Michael has a really cute pair of like kiss underwear from MeUndies. They're so cute. But he's also got the robe. And hey, I've got the robe too and the amazing sweats they have. They also have really amazing new soft slippers and of course match the whole family with their cute new baby bodysuit. And you know we are a family that loves to match, so this Christmas we will all be in our MeUndies. Plus, Mike just might find some MeUndies under the tree. MeUndies has a great offer for Wind Down listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/winddown. That's MeUndies.com/winddown. Michael and I have been living on a bus during our wind down tour, so we know the need for the perfect suitcase. Well, Away creates products built for modern travel. They started with the perfect suitcase, and now they offer a range of essentials, all of which will make your travels more seamless. We travel all the time, and Away products makes just travel so much easier for us. Road trips are less stressful, so this is one less thing to worry about. Away's products are designed to work and fit together, making travel smoother for the holidays and all year long. Away suitcases are made of different materials, so you can choose what works best for you. They come in a variety of colors and 2 carry-on sizes. So whoever you are and whatever you need to pack, Away has luggage that works for how you travel. Imagine having 2 kids you have to pack for 2. You need a suitcase that holds it all. All of Away's suitcases have durable exteriors that are designed to last a lifetime. If any part of your suitcase breaks, Away's standout customer service team will arrange to have it fixed or replaced. It also comes with a built-in compression pad to help you pack more and a hidden and remove removable laundry bag that separates your dirty clothes. Four 360 spinner wheels guaranteed for the smoothest roll. Also, a TSA-approved combination lock keeps your belongings super safe. And an easy access front pocket fits your laptop, passport, books, and more. So Away can make every trip easier and better. Visit awaytravel.com/wine. And if you're in the US, Europe, the UK, Canada, or Australia, order by 11:59 on 12:15 for free ground shipping with guaranteed free delivery by 12:20. For additional last minute holiday shipping details, check out their website, away.com/wine. awaytravel.com/wine.
He just did what I did.
All right, Mark, we have any emails?
I just called Mark Mike.
And Mark.
We're in the same pocket.
We're in the same pocket, Mark.
Orders. How does it feel?
All right, this is from Taylor. Taylor's very sweet. She says, first off, I wanted to say Christmas in Louisiana was awesome.
Thanks.
I loved watching you.
Oh, by the way,
thing.
Easton, thanks for your like play-by-play, too. You're so sweet.
What a fun time to watch it all come to life.
Honestly. He's like, I wanted to know what happened. Did you guys end up together? What?
Oh. What a cliffhanger.
I went back to Boston.
She loved that you kept everybody up on your Insta stories with the movie, and it's so fun you take your fans and listeners along with you. So that's very sweet. But she does have a question for Mike.
Oh, yay.
I understand it's just a movie, and acting is Jana's job, but is seeing her acting as if she's in a relationship with another man bother you at all, especially knowing some about your insecurities? I would love to hear more about your feelings when watching the kissing scene, especially. If I saw my boyfriend kissing some guy on TV, even if it was his job, I'd be bothered. It was great seeing you in Chicago.
Aww. Well, Taylor, thank you for coming out to Chicago and supporting us. And great question. So, honestly, the short of it is no, it doesn't bother me. And a big part of that is because anytime Jana goes to film something, I always come to the shoot and come on set at least and travel to wherever she's shooting at least for a week or 10 days. So I'm able to get comfortable. I meet her co-star. I, you know, get to know the people around the set, so I'm comfortable with everything, and that makes me feel a lot better. And, you know, right now with the stuff that she's been doing since we've been together has been Lifetime or Hallmark, so it's a Lifetime or Hallmark kind of kiss. So there are bridges that we have not crossed yet, Taylor.
That's actually
that
a good point.
We can discuss when we cross them, because I'll never want to be a reason why Jana doesn't take a job opportunity.
Well, and like you kind of signed up, you know, when you met her.
Exactly. You kind of signed up for it. So, and I knew Jana was an actress and a great one at that. So,
thanks, Ben.
I know she's going to have her opportunities. It's just one of those things where.
Kind of like that one show I'm auditioning for right now. It says simulated sex scenes and lots of nudity.
I was just about to, first stars. I was just about to say, until she has her first sex scene.
Yeah, so that's just something that, you know, we'll have to talk about. There'll be boundaries there, you know.
And I totally get that, and you know, have empathy for you for that. I will just say, from this side of things, like when I had the scenes with you know, Stephen Coletti and Alex and Chase were making out and rolling around in bed, and I was in underwear. It's uncomfortable for us because it's like you have all these people.
Well, you always it's not hot.
It's not hot at all. It's zero, because it's literally routine. The second we were done kissing and we rolled off and we're like, hey, so what are you eating for lunch today? Yeah. You know, like there's, and we're on our phones.
Crew watching you.
And there's crew watching. So it's just, nothing intimate, and nobody's getting a party.
It's one of those things. It's one of those things that people don't know unless you're in that profession and have experienced it. You know what I mean?
It's just the other side of the coin is how many actors and actresses have developed
Brad and Angie.
All the time.
Situations after doing those scenes. So even though those scenes aren't hot, there is some sort of connection.
Well, and that's the line. No. But that it's not even just about those scenes. It's the line that you cross
behind the scenes,
before the scenes. It's not, because it's like you're spending so much time with this person,
like a month, or two,
especially if they're in a lot of the other scenes with you. So it's about what you're doing before and after. It's not during those scenes, really, truly.
That's a good point.
Because it really, truly.
Okay, but okay, and I believe that. I do believe that, but you don't know what is in the other actor's head. Yeah, that's what, like, would bother
what
me.
What if you like kiss him and then all of a sudden you're like, hmm, that felt good.
Well, but here's the problem, though. If you have a kissing scene, let's say, you know, week two into the movie, and you're starting to have these like feelings for the other actor, and you're probably maybe anticipating that, because who knows, you've been cultivating these, you know, feelings because you're hanging out with them 24/7.
Well, then you're just not a good actor because you're not acting if you're getting feelings.
But if my wife were in bed with another man for an acting scene wearing little or nothing, it would drive me insane.
But again, your wife isn't an actress, though.
Well, let's pretend. But even if she was, like, I'm.
But then you wouldn't have see that. Sure, sure.
But and that's the thing, Mark. I don't. Again, if Jana's ever in a situation like that, then it's. I don't. Honestly, it's going to be ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to be on set that day. I just want to know.
But you're going to watch it, though, no?
No.
And you don't you wouldn't watch it? Okay.
You'll tell me if you're in a movie and it has that. You'll say, hey, it's coming up soon. I will leave the room.
Wait, so time out really fast, though, because in Christmas in Louisiana, when like the kiss part happened, he goes, oh, you did the head grab. Like I put my hand like behind his head, and I don't think he was expecting that. Yeah, so I was like, did that bother you?
Yeah, the other ones that I saw were just kind of like face to face, mouth to mouth, like kind of more of like just a nice. I was like, they even she went in for the head grab, and they did the head tilt, and like each side. I was like, yo, that's
really, really funny.
Yeah.
So did that bother you?
Not, it didn't bother me. It just surprised me.
It's probably
me.
Just like weird. Like, I bet.
I'm able to compartmentalize. And that's just because we've been together long enough. And coming from my own version of entertainment world, granted, we didn't do anything like that. But I understand the demand that you have to do for your job.
That's true. Yeah.
And so I would never want to, again, get in the way of Jana pursuing her career. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
I appreciate that. But now if Michael, if roles were reversed and he's like, hey, I want to be an actor.
Hell no.
That would be very hard for me to watch him.
No, we're going to go with a no on that one.
Because I've dated other actors and had zero because I know what it is. Like, you know, but if he was to all of a sudden become an actor, I'd be like, I would have a very hard time with that. It's something you really want to do.
He's a Disney star.
He's going to be a Nickelodeon sitcom. That's the only thing he'll be doing.
I'll be the new Danny Tanner.
Oh, Bob.
Shout out to our boy, Bob.
What up, Bob? Do we have any other emails?
That's an interesting topic, but yes, we do. Here's a man. Here's two questions.
Yeah, let's talk
you.
About that one next time when Jana has a...
I mean, I do have that audition. It's all about like sexual... It's, I mean, it's pretty intense. So
would you do nudity?
Yeah, I would.
Excuse you?
We haven't talked about this.
I'm sorry.
Like a butt or like a boob?
I've already done my butt.
Oh. Barely.
I'm not talking Entourage. The movie I did with John, Poker Club. I showed my butt.
Full
like
butt?
Full bum?
Yeah, full butt.
Crack. Which movie
Ethan's
is this?
Like, so PokerClub.com.
Ethan's like, where exactly?
What's the timestamp?
I would show my butt, but I don't know if I would.
And I was like 20 pounds heavier, too, in that movie.
All right, game on.
Easton, let's have a watch party.
No, but I would show. I don't. I would if look. If it's
would
gonna
you
move,
do Miranda
it's gonna
frontal.
Time out. If it's that, I'm gonna answer that right now. If it's gonna move the needle, and it's like a Woody Harrelson. Not Woody Harrelson. Oh my god.
Like Martin Scorsese.
If it's a Martin Scorsese, and he's and this is like Oscar. If this is Monster, I'm taking off my damn clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking them off, and I'm gonna. Yeah. I'll ride. I'll do whatever. You know what I mean? I'm saying like a girl, guy. Like if it's Oscar worthy, come on, babe. An Oscar.
Okay, so what would you not?
Now,
do
if it
then?
Was so, for example, so for the Star show that I'm auditioning for, it says nudity, and it says, but in simulated sex scenes, I would do tasteful nudity. So I wouldn't be walking around full frontal. If it's my butt, I have no problem with that. I don't have good boobs. So personally, I would feel, I wouldn't love to show frontal.
True. Yeah.
So that's just my own personal, but I would hope that you wouldn't. Michael's glaring.
Right,
he's glaring. staring at me. But it would obviously like need to have a discussion, you know, and we'd have to look at the money in the show and all those things and the
the money and the show.
honestly, that's and Jane and I have kind of touched on this like within ourselves before, and I've asked
please. I'm scared of this conversation.
When it comes down to things, I ask two questions: will it help your career? And what's the financial aspect?
Because here's the deal, I got asked to do Wild Things too, and I was so upset with my agent that she made me turn it down. I mean, I was so upset. She's like, "This is not tasteful. It's not going to be good for your career. Don't do it for $50,000. Like, she was like, "Do not do it." And I was like, "Sherry," and I was not on any show. I had just done like Grey's Anatomy. I was like, "Please, please, please." She's like, "No, it is not tasteful. You're going to have boobs showing on the internet. You're not doing it.
Yeah.
Do not take this movie role. I'm advising you strongly not to take it." And like 2 weeks later, I book Friday Night Lights. But that is something where I'm like, that's something I would never take. Mm-hmm. You know, just something that is like, that's Wild Things 2 is not going to move my career.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be full frontal. No.
No.
You know?
Yeah. No.
So, I mean, like looking back, I'm like, Sherry, thank you.
Yeah. When you were young.
I needed the money. I was like, it's, you know, it's not porn and it's actually a movie. Yeah. And it made these other two people real famous. You know what, please let me do it. She was like, do not accept this movie role. But I was like, at the time I was like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow. So, thank you, Sherry.
Yeah. Thank you, Sherry.
Great, bummed, but no, great topic, Mark. Thanks for stirring that pot, producer.
I'm fascinated by that because we can't even imagine. Most people cannot imagine having this something like that.
No, I'm again.
And
I'm
that's what would bother me is if she's doing a nude scene with a guy. Yes, I know that she's devoted to me, but the fact that he might be in his mind going, nice.
I'm into this.
Time out, though, really fast, though. If Mike was to do, not a makeout scene, but if he was to do having, like, a full frontal, I'd be like, yeah, babe, show that junk. It's got some good stuff up in there.
Well, I feel like guys are like, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't care.
I think guys.
What?
I feel like, what movie was it where he...
Someone, there was a movie where a guy just showed his incomplete full frontal. I was like, damn.
Jason Segel in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, you.
No, that's good to know that Mike's junk is camera ready.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's really nice.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome, honey.
I was going to say something, but now I'm just caught off guard by Jenna's flustered. Compliment. Yeah, now I'm flustered. No. What was I going to say? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Amanda says, our son just turned 9 months on Thanksgiving, and we're trying to introduce soft table foods to him, but I am so terrified of him choking. It flares up my anxiety. What foods were Jason Jolie eating at 9 months?
Good question. I'm equally as the same. And I've cut up probably smaller than I've had to because I get nervous. But at 9 months, I would say avocado, bananas. But blueberries, we got to cut them in fours.
Blueberries
is what I would recommend. Grapes.
All again, cut small.
Small, smushy things. So like, so I would start with avocados and bananas. That would be my. Yeah, but talk to your doctor, obviously.
Yeah, those are the easiest smushy ones that we definitely start off with.
And cut them in fours. Yeah.
Wow.
And just watch them. Especially when you first start, like when we started Jay's a couple months ago, it's not like now we can kind of put stuff on his plate, turn our back, make something else. But when we first started him, we're sitting there watching him, helping him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, my kids were like 10 and 7, and my wife was like, why are you still cutting their grapes in half? I'm like, I don't know. Their throat's not that much bigger than it used to be.
Just habit.
That's so really funny.
Also, Amanda has a follow-up, unrelated actually, but another question. Since her son was born, our sex life has fizzled out. I'm so tired. I literally favor sleep over sex, but I do miss the connection. What can we do as a couple to bring the spark back?
So, Jana and I just did this the other night, and it's something we did, and it's just, it was fun, and it was connected, and we played cards in bed, and you know
we got into a huge fight afterwards.
Right, I know, but I'm saying the moment though, like even we didn't go and sit at the poker table and play cards. We like laid in our bed, played a game together.
It was really fun.
It was just like nice to just to get into bed in your usual position under the covers watching TV. We were on top of the covers, kind of talking, playing a game. And I think that invites, because the bedroom has almost like an expectation to it, maybe sometimes when you walk in and you guys go to bed together, where it's almost like, hey, use the bedroom for something else. Use it for something fun as like a neutral ground.
Instead of pressure.
Instead of pressure. And then just you might automatically, at least in that moment, I felt relaxed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't know, just something to try there.
Yeah, I like that, babe. I think that's a good thing. And then also I would just say not having expectations like, hey, will you just cuddle with me tonight? Because they always say like to get back. And when we did tantra therapy, mm-hmm. it was just like just holding and mm-hmm. with the expectation of not having sex. And usually when you're holding someone and you say you're not going to have sex, you end up really wanting to.
Yeah.
So. Mark and I both go, thanks for the tip.
Come here, Ty. I'll be the big spoon.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Guys.
I hate cuddling.
You don't like cuddling?
My wife does, too.
I just hate it. I'm like,
I love it.
When we first met, it used to dry. I'm like, stop touching me.
Are you serious?
It's funny because I can totally see Ty being like, cuddle. Like, oh, come on.
Loves to cuddle. And I'm like, get away. In the morning.
Really?
Like,
that's like Jana's dream.
Oh, in the morning? Yeah. No, in the morning I'd get that. But at night?
No, night, anytime. Just like, now I've, you know, hello, he's like kind of broken me. But in the beginning I used to always be like, why are you always touching me? Like, stop touching me. You know, I'm just cold hearted. I got ice cold water running through my veins.
The only time I can cuddle with Mike is if he opens his arm up and goes, there's a reservation if you'd like to take it.
Uh-huh. Wait. That's what, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do.
He's like, hey, Slurpee, a reservation.
You got the dad jokes, Mike and the dad jokes. Oh,
I love it.
Guys,
I'm so excited. We only have one more week together before Christmas.
I'm so excited.
I think we need to end this episode with Sarah taking us out on a song.
No, I'm not singing.
Yeah, you should. I agree.
I hate you guys. okay, I gotta think of one I know. Okay. I don't know. Easton, can you sing with me, Easton?
Oh, Holy Night.
No.
Yes, I know.
Good one.
Let's do the Britney one. I don't know all the lyrics, so okay.
Santa, can you hear me? I have been so good this year, and all I want is one thing.
You guys know you're singing along right now.
I don't know. Oh, no, hold on.
Just underneath my Christmas tree.
All right, Mark, that's the cue to stop it.
All right.
Yay. Love that song though, because all I want it, I can't think of it.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love, made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on etoin.com using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.